Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Apparently we, the Irish, are falling out of love with the cinema because we used to be one of Europe's most avid movie goers, but we haven't got back to those high heights since the pandemic, since COVID, when the restrictions were in place. So are we losing the joy of that big screen experience? Richard Waters is a film director. Richard is with us on the line today. Richard, why do you think that is? Why are less of us going to see the new releases in the cinema?
Well, I think an awful lot of it does kind of stem back to, like you're saying, with the lockdowns and things like that, kind of people got out of the habit of it. But certainly the biggest thing is definitely going to be streaming, just how convenient it is for people to stick a movie onto Netflix or onto Prime or whatever. And the fact that, I guess, in everyone's mind, it's just so easy that films are so accessible now that that's how they associate with watching films. Is like, you know, there's no point in spending the money and going out to the cinema, going through the hassle. You know, you might have to get a babysitter. You might have to, you know, find parking or get a bus or whatever. To go to the big screen experience, it just becomes a lot more convenient to watch something at home. But I'll tell you what, though, it's such a different experience, though. I mean, I make no bones about it. I absolutely love going to the cinema itself and to seeing the film on the big screen. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing, as much as I love watching films at home, and I'm, you know, I'm a big proponent of streaming as it is, but when you go to the big screen, it's just a completely different experience.
Is any of this to do with the fact that we tend to get an awful lot of leaks, the movie trailer, the pre-release of, you know, of the movies, nearly often 4 to 6, 8 weeks, Richard, in advance, that maybe people feel now that they don't need to go?
I think there's a little bit of that. But, you know, as far as I can remember back, there's always been a lot of things like that. I remember when I was back in college a good while ago now, that you'd have people going around the pub with the screeners of films or with the leaks of them on DVD that they were selling for a couple of quid and things like that. But, you know, I mean, there's always going to be people who are happy to watch a film that's, you know, a camera bootleg from a cinema, or see a film that's, you know, maybe not finished or has watermarks all across it or whatever. But the thing is, the mindset of a cinema is when you go into a cinema, you should be going in for a completely separate experience. You know, I mean, you can have a huge TV at home and a great sound system at home, but nothing is ever going to be the same as going into, say, into the IMAX screen that completely fills your field of vision, that you're in these comfy seats, that you have your popcorn and your drink, and you watch the, you know, you're completely immersed in this experience. That in the ideal setup is, you know, you don't have, you know, you don't have a phone going off or anything like that. You know, I don't think there's too much in terms of, and I mean, certainly there's some people when there's something leaks, you know, they're going to take the, they're not going to bother going to the cinema if they can watch in such a convenient way. But there's an awful lot of those people who never would bother to actually, you know, take the time to go check out a film in another way or go to a cinema anyway. So I don't think it's as huge an effect as some people might think it is.
We also have so much more choice, don't we, from the streaming services? Do we even need to go?
That's just the sheer number of films at the moment and the sheer number of good television, all that as well. That's probably one of the bigger changes in our viewing habits. I mean, I definitely think, you know, we've gone through a golden age of television where the shows that we watch are just so absolutely, I mean, they're cinema standards at the very least. I mean, some of these shows are just absolutely amazing. I think we're probably at 10 or 15 years into the shows just being absolutely blowing your socks off. And it's kind of hard, you know, when you see a show that, you know, you can watch for free, well, in theory and free, week to week or whatever, or all in once and binge watch it on a streamer. You know, it can be hard to kind of get out of the mindset of, oh, I'm just going to sit down and, you know, I can stop it, I can go to toilet or whatever, and watch like that, you know, versus going to see a film that's going to last for about 2 hours or 3 hours in a cinema, again, with the extra effort of it. But again, for me, you know, they're very different experiences, though. I mean, it's the same, I'd almost consider it's the same as if you, you know, listen to, you know, something on Spotify versus going to see a band in concert. You know, I mean, they're very different experiences.
Niall O'Brien is with us as well, Richard. Niall is a film reviewer. How often do you go to the cinema, Niall?
Oh, at least, I'd say twice a week, probably.
Yeah. Well, you're in the business of this.
Yeah, so, well, that's true. Yeah. But it's not. It's fun. It's not business, really, when I go, to be honest with you. So I do go quite a lot. I mean, I think the... I'm kind of late to the conversation here, but I think it's a little early to be talking about, you know, we're down on last year compared to, you know, we had the Barbenheimer experience. That was I did both in the same day. That was a daunting day. Yeah.
It's a long day by all accounts.
It was a long day, but it didn't seem long because I was doing something I loved and they were great movies as well.
Yeah.
But we have big movies still to come this summer as well. So, you know, it's all to play for, as they say in sport.
How big of an issue is the cost of going to the cinema?
Well, I mean, like everything really it is, but I mean, it's, I suppose The problem is there's so much content now, you know what I mean? And you can just sit at home and you can just, you know, stream whatever you want to stream. And the theatrical window is getting shorter and shorter for these movies. You know what I mean? It used to be in the, back when I was growing up, it'd be like, you go and see it in the cinema and it'd be a year before it came out, even on VHS.
That's the thing. You know? But sure, people know it'll be on some of the streaming services, or they'll just get it on their dodgy box.
Well, that's true as well. But, I mean, I, apart from reviewing movies, I curate a film club here in Drogheda, where I'm from. And a lot of the movies that we show are available. You can watch them at home, you know. But it's really interesting to me to meet with people, to be able to discuss the movies after we've watched them, and it, just to have that communal experience, which is something you
like
don't
a
get. Yeah, exactly.
Listener here says, I went to the Fall Guy between the cinema entry, the popcorn, the bag of Maltesers and the soda. It cost me €36, says this listener.
That's
an expensive Tuesday evening.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you'll find a lot of cinema chains will offer, you know, deals on whatever day you're going. They'll have date night deals or whatever they want to call it as well. I mean, a lot of these cinemas as well, they make their money on the concessions, so that's why they're a little bit more expensive, you know. But like the alternative, I wouldn't like to live in a world where the only choice is to stay at home and watch it yourself. It doesn't matter how good the TV that you have at home is.
Paul says, we used to go quite often to the cinema, but we stopped for one very simple reason. The popcorn was pre-boxed with no butter put in it. In case it gets on the seats, I suppose. There's nothing better than going to the cinema to see popcorn being freshly made with butter. Go to any cinema in the US, you'll get it there. The cinema here needs to put the customer first, according to Paul. How big of an issue, Sean, for you is popcorn and butter?
I absolutely loathe it.
Yeah.
I despise popcorn. The smell of it, the sound of it, can't stand it.
At all. I thought you were going to say you love it.
No, absolutely hate it. I feel nauseous actually around it. I can't stand being in the vicinity of people, even just the smell of it and everything.
So how does that work out when you go to the cinema then?
Well, for the most part, I usually go by myself anyway, so. And if I'm on the rare occasion I go with somebody else, I just ask them, please don't bring popcorn.
Yeah, really that bad. How often do you go to the cinema?
Nowhere near as often as he used to. And a lot of that partially down to the cost of the tickets. But also I think I'm just getting more curmudgeonly, and I just find other people really annoying in the cinema. You know, couples talking or people on their phones, that kind of thing, you know. So
it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So now, unless it's something really special, a movie, you know, that I really want to see on the big screen, otherwise I wouldn't be too bothered, you know. I'd wait until it comes out on DVD or something like that.
Ryan O'Neill is the managing director of the Retro Drive-In Movies. Ryan, are people looking for something else? Like, I often even think of the likes of, you know, the Stella and other cinema theatres like that, where the experience of going to the cinema now nearly has to be that little bit more.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with a lot of what the guys have said there as well. I think people are looking for an experience. It does come down a lot of the time to value for money as well. So obviously money is a lot tighter for people these days. So they're kind of more picky about what they do. Again, you mentioned there as well about the choice that people have. And I think if you go a little bit deeper into that as well, you'll see that, you know, they're all kind of competing with each other. So, for example, you know, Comcast, they are one of the companies that they have is Universal Pictures, but they also own Sky. So what you have there is you have a situation where movies that are released by Universal, they're going onto Sky almost immediately on an on-demand basis. So what you have then is people are kind of saying, well, will we go to the cinema? Do we have to spend that money to go to the cinema? Or can we wait for a couple of weeks to see the movie? And it's definitely getting to a stage now where, I know when your caller said, but back in when we were growing up, the reason you went to see the cinema or to see a movie in the cinema is because you wouldn't get to see it anywhere else. And I think that's a big problem now when you have a lot of the streaming operators and stuff going to TV so quick.
Also as well, you know, Richard, when you have the likes of the, you know, the pre-launch or the media or the press nights, and then you have influencers there, and there's maybe a lot of pictures afterwards and, you know, clips. Like, when there's so much publicity around it, all people have to do is, Ryan said, hang on for 4 or 5 weeks. They can watch it in the comfort of their own home.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no way around that. But the whole thing is that it is such a different experience that, you know, say we had our film, our new film, Advent, we screened it at a film festival with people just a few weeks ago. And, you know, there's nothing like that where, you know, we were there as people arrived, you know, the full house of, you know, audience there to watch, to enjoy. Everyone gets a bit excited. You know, people are there to, you know, when they start laughing, if one person's laughing, it might help other people, you know, come out of their shell and be able to laugh. You know, they're in a cinema where there was quite strict rules about having phones out and things like that, so that they were able to really just get into the film and really react to things and really enjoy it. And again, you know, again, I love streaming. We've got films on streaming sites and all as well, but, you know, there's a complete disconnect from that. You know, I mean, someone could be watching a film, but only half watching if they could have it on their phone, that kind of thing. You don't get that kind of excitement that you do if you go into a large screen with other people. I mean, that's the ideal way, is you go into a cinema, you know, you have a packed house, comfortable seats. You know, no one else is like looking at their phone or anything like that. You know, that's the ideal, really. And that's something that we need to kind of come back around to in terms of cinema etiquette, really.
Yeah, well, on the cinema etiquette, I've loads of messages from people talking about popcorn and the noise of popcorn being a deterrent for them, and the price too. That's also an issue for some of our listeners. 087 1400 106. Is the price of the cinema, like, is that actually a deterrent? Or maybe you just love going to see the new release that you don't mind paying for the experience?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.